Okay, now it's recording.
I think it's going on.
Let's see the light on. Yeah, it's going on. Okay, what would you call the kind of building that has several levels for parking?
That's a parking space, yeah. And here in Mobile, we still have a parking space, just like we have out here, by the college. But downtown mostly, it has cars parked on the ground, and then has upstairs.
And you call that a parking space?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What are the very largest and tallest buildings in town?
Oh, the banks and hotels. Motels.
Okay, what does high rise mean to you?
High rise. I don't know. The how high it is, how it go, Mm-hmm. Now, here in Mobile, we don't have them high as New York. But I've heard knowing they say New York is some buildings really high. Mm-hmm. But we really have some banks are real high. Mm-hmm. And it's so, I don't know, it's so many feet they go, so many. I'd say about 22 or 23, might be. But I think the ones in New York, they say is the tallest buildings.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What kind of passageways are there between and behind buildings? What would you call those things? The passageway that goes between them.
Where you park your cars?
Don't always park your car. You know, it might be very narrow.
Narrow.
But you can walk through it, and sometimes there are garbage cans in between it.
Oh, it's a walkway. Your walkway.
Okay. What would you call an alley? What would an alley
be? Alley is just a regular alley. You know, but it's an alley, but sometimes the alleys you get danger to go through. And then sometimes you can walk through that alley.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you can do sometimes.
Can you describe it to me? Where would it be between?
Well, it's just like if a building on this side and one is on this side. And it's close, just like you're talking about then, that's a little alley.
Okay.
Uh-huh, you go through a little alley.
What do you call an area in the city where buildings have been torn down and they haven't yet been built up again? You know, this space.
Just a lot, vacant lot. That's all it'd be until they build something on there.
Okay.
House or store or something.
Now, if you had a smaller area in the neighborhood where children might play, would you call that the same thing?
No, vacant lot. Playground.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Where would you get a drink of water in a public building?
In a public building?
Yeah, they have these things in a hall.
Oh, that's a fountain, you know. Fountain.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call a very small car that only two people can sit in, and you know, they're real tiny?
Oh, the car is tiny. We have most of Volkswagens here.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And what if the top comes down? Say if it's not a Volkswagen.
That's a convertible. When the top goes,
mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a convertible.
Okay. And what if it's a real small, little one? Do you have a name for the real?
I've seen one today when I was wiping my glasses out. Oh, that's so little. I don't know what you call that. It's just so little.
Would you call it a sports car?
Well, you can call them a sport car. That's mm-hmm. about all it would be. Because I really seen a red one. It was so really fast when I was wiping my glasses this morning. And I said to myself, that's the littlest car.
Okay.
Really?
What would you call a car there are four people can sit in,
mm-hmm.
or you might be able to squeeze more in, but to get into the back seat, you have to go through the front door, you know, there are only two doors.
Some cars has a two-door and some car has one door. But when you get in the door, you have to push the seat forward
mm-hmm.
to the front. And then let the other two get in the back.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, do you have different names for each kind of car? You call one?
One door, another one, a two-door.
Okay.
Uh-huh, that's what it is.